Welcome to Gurus Coaching Radio. My name is Bill Zeltman, and I'm your host. And I'm excited for our 14th episode here of our podcast, Gurus Real Estate Radio Coaching Network. Guys, this is your podcast as realtors to help you transform your business and become a top 10% realtor. I do a training program for agents, 26 weeks we do. And in that training program, I teach new realtors and experienced realtors how to do what top 10% of agents do across the country and across North America, to be honest with you. What we've learned and what I've studied through the years is that the top realtors in places all do the same things. And the people that are the other 90% all either don't do some of those things or don't do many of those things or don't do those things consistently. So as we've been talking about how you set your day up, we've been talking about the habits of realtors. We did, 5 weeks of that. And if you've missed those podcasts, go in our archives. You can watch all of those. What I want to talk about today is the perfect day of a realtor, the ideal day. But it's not just an ideal or that pie in the sky. It's what you need to aspire to do every day. The top realtors that are out there across the country do this day every day, what we're going to talk about, this perfect day. Again, are they absolutely perfect? Is there a day they may mess up? Of course. But they get right back about on the horse the next day and go back to modeling this perfect day. So what does a perfect day in real estate look like? Let's talk a little bit about that and start with when you wake up in the morning. So you wake up in the morning, you do your morning routine, and you're ready to work. What is the first thing in a perfect day that you should be doing as a realtor? Well, it's what we call script mastery. In my offices, we actually have a session for this that my new agents participate in. Many of my agents also, though, have a script partner. So what I suggest is that you would have a script partner, and at about 8:30 in the morning before you're going to start your day, maybe a little bit earlier if you feel like you need a little more practice, you get with your script partner and you review scripts that you're going to be using that day. So for example, if you're going on a listing appointment that day, you want to go through a listing conversation script. If you're going to be calling for sale by owners that day, you should be running through your for sale by owner script. If you're calling expired listings, run through that script. You're calling just listed, just sold, run through that script. Absentee owners, whatever it is, go through those scripts, get yourself warmed up, get a little bit of a critique from your script partner, or if you're taking a script mastery class at your brokerage, and get yourself warmed up and in the game. So there's the start of your day, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Do that over with a cup of coffee with your script partner, and 9 o'clock comes. 9 o'clock comes, guys. It should be like at 9:30 in the morning when the Wall Street bell rings. Your bell needs to ring. It is time for you to start making phone calls. So the first phone calls that you always make are to the expired listings in your marketplace. If you're not showing up at their house, you're making the phone calls. You're using the IICCC method that I teach. If you don't know about that, you can check on other podcasts or get in touch with me. I'd be happy to go through that with you. It's an acronym for how we get in touch with or how we communicate with people on the phone, mostly expired listings and, of course, for sale by owners. So you're going to start with your expired listings. Why do you do expireds first? Of course, because they're new and everybody has access to them. So you're going to be competing with, who knows, 50, 75, 100 other agents that are also going for the business. It's the early bird gets the worm, expired listings first. So you make your calls, you get through your expireds, you talk to the ones you need to talk to. Of course, you know your number, so you know how many people you need to speak to each day and have a legitimate real estate conversation with to ensure that you reach your financial goals. So you finish your expireds, you move on to the next. Maybe you're calling your sphere of influence. You're calling a for sale by owner. You're calling some people that maybe you needed to follow up with. You're calling people that are on your quarterly calls because every person that you know, again, that would be your sphere of influence. Every person that you know and that's in your database, you need to speak to them four times a year, one of those times being on their birthday. So you're going to call these, maybe you call a local business. You call around a neighborhood. You're going to make these calls. And in your perfect day, at this point, you're going to do this for about 3 hours. So 3 hours, you're going to make these phone calls. Now, whether you want to do an hour here and an hour and a half here, and then later in the day, do an hour and a half, that's up to you. Some people choose to do that because sometimes if you call people 9 to noon, they may be at work and you may miss them. So what they'll do is they'll say, you know what, I'm going to make calls from 9 to 10 or 9 to 10:30, and then I'm going to pick it up and do calls again maybe from 3:30 to 5, catching people in the afternoon after work. You can maybe, if you made a call to somebody that you hope to get through to and they didn't answer between 9 and 10:30, you left them a voicemail, you call them back in the afternoon, gets you a second shot at that same number to get a live person on the phone. Remember that it's going to take you probably 50 dials to get 5 people on the phone. That's just the way it is. It's about 1 out of 10, guys. You're going to make 10 calls to get one person on the phone. Live with it. Learn that's just the number. It's also going to take you, depending on how, you know, but you're the average realtor, it's going to take you about 30 conversations, right? 30 conversations to get an appointment. So what does that mean? That means it's probably going to take you 300 dials to get 30 people on the phone to get you to one appointment. That's okay. That's good. And that will work out for you. So don't worry about those numbers. In fact, embrace those numbers. And that's what you have to do. So, okay, so let's just use the example that you did 3 hours of calls. After 3 hours of calls, hopefully you have some sort of a training to attend. My offices, we do trainings every day. We also have live prospecting power hours, which is a part of during this time. So you could actually be making those calls with coaching around you. I don't know what your individual brokers have. You're going to have to check on that. But the good news is, you, whether you have that or not, you have the ability that you need to make those calls. Go to a training, learn something new. So you attend an hour of training. Great. Okay. So now you finish your training. Now you're going to go in your perfect day to your admin work. What is your admin work? So let's just say that now, you know, 12 to 1, you attended a training, just as an example. And again, these numbers can change a little bit. It's just the structure of the day that I'm creating. It's a fictitious day here. 1 to 2, I'm going to my admin work. What is my admin work? Oh, I've had a mortgage person calling me. They want me to do X. I have a title person needs me to chase down Y. I need to speak with my listing clients, the clients I already have that I have the properties listed. I need to send somebody houses from the MLS. I need to check my email. I need to check this, you know, return this client's call. This, guys, should all be done within the space of an hour. This is where I find people losing themselves and losing their day. What they end up doing is they end up spending 2, 3, 4, 6 hours on this admin part of their day that is not that important and really needs to just be dialed back and kept within an hour. Are there times you may have to go a little bit over? Yes. But every time you're going over, I want you to have a pit in your stomach that you're not doing your real job, which of course is prospecting. So that's great. Now you've gotten through your admin work. We're calling that 1 to 2. So it's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to start going through and either having appointments, listing appointments, or buyer appointments, or you're going to be doing more prospecting. If I don't have appointments in a day, I've got from 2 to 5 to get on the phone. Well, I already did my 3 hours. It doesn't matter. The top realtors don't care. Again, you need 300 dials to get 30 people on the phone to get an appointment. If you need to talk to 7 people in a day, but this day you didn't have any appointments and you end up talking to 14 or 15 or 20, it puts you further down the pipeline of getting an appointment and gets you into a place where you can, where you can be successful quicker because you made these calls. again, in a perfect world, you'll be out at an appointment. You'll be at a listing appointment. You'll be at a buyer's appointment. But you're not going to have those 5 days a week, at least in the beginning. So embrace the fact that you're going to spend that more time on the phone and work on those things. So by doing this and setting your day up like this, starting with the prospecting, the script mastering, going into the prospecting, attend a training, do your admin work, and then either go on appointments or go back to prospecting. Guys, this is the simple part of this job. This is all this job is. All that other stuff that you're doing, you say, well, you didn't say this, or you didn't work on that, or you didn't, wait a minute, I do this, or I do, those things are time wasters. And I see agents get involved in so much time wasting. Make your day like we just said, and you will be successful. When we come back, what I want to talk about are daily themes. What are daily themes? Well, daily themes are going to be where you focus on something a little bit different every day. And some of the things that you may be asking yourself, well, you know, you didn't talk about doing social media. Well, social media really should be all set up and done during your admin time. But I've got a little special time for that coming up too. Each day we're going to theme a little bit differently, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to the Guru's Real Estate Coaching Radio Show. My name is Bill Zeltman. I invite you to follow me at America's Gurus. You can certainly follow me on Facebook, where we run our trainings on there. I have videos on there. I'm on Instagram. I'm, you know, all over the place. So make sure you follow. We will be back right after this commercial.
You are one of many realtors in your town. Most realtors use the same marketing tactics. They buy leads, door knock, send postcards. With no product differentiation, the client chooses the agent doing the most business. Why shouldn't they? That realtor uses the same marketing templates as you, but has proven to the client that they can get the job done with their track record of business. Meanwhile, you and the hundreds of other local realtors are all using the same marketing strategies and can't show that you're as successful as that top agent, while the client learns to ignore your efforts. This is where the My Town Guru's marketing and learning system comes in. We only work with one realtor per town, differentiating them as the digital mayor or guru of their town. How do we do this? We create a website and social media pages exclusively for your town. We include local news, events, and partner with local businesses to provide fresh, up-to-date content management on your website and social media sites. Next, we help you build a community on social media, creating a unique place where neighbors can meet and share local news, events, local happenings, heads-up notifications, job postings, advice, lost pets, remember whens, and more, all with you in the center of it. We then teach you how to leverage relationships with local business owners and community organizations. Our unique solution allows them to post on your webpage and social media sites for free and instantly builds value and trust while anchoring you as the local expert and a resource for your community. This makes relationship building simple with every business and community organization in your town and makes you the natural realtor for them to refer business to. Also included is our Step Ahead Real Estate Training Academy, our industry-best online learning system and daily motivation videos teach you the skills you need to be a top realtor. There are 12 tracks of learning, 48 learning modules, and over 500 individual lessons and breakout sessions. This is the best educational system available to realtors, all included in the My Town Guru system. Stand out from the crowd and stop marketing your way to mediocrity. Become the official town guru of your town today. Contact us now for a free demo and to reserve your town. Hurry before it's gone.
And we are back. This is Guru's Real Estate Coaching Radio. My name is Bill Zeltman. Again, please follow me at America's Gurus. Check out my video collections. There's so much I'd love to teach you and help you with. You can always also reach out to me. You can message me on any of these social media platforms. My website is brokerbillz.com. You can catch me on there. So I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to hear about these podcasts, what you're getting from them. how things are going for you. I hope you're taking what you're learning in these podcasts, and we'll continue to learn as we do these each week. Hope you're taking these things, learning from them, and applying them to your career. All right, so we're talking about a perfect day of a realtor. And we just went through and scheduled your day. And it's simple, guys. There aren't a lot of different things. You practice your scripts. You prospect for 3 hours. You do some training so you learn a new skill or you know, work on some new things, learn something, taking, you know, hopefully your brokerage has trainings every day. If you're not at a brokerage that offers trainings every day, I would suggest you look around for a better broker. You know, everybody goes, oh, I get a little bit better split. Okay, well, what's 90% or 100% of zero? It's zero, right? If you're doing less sales, you're making less money. You know, instead of working for 100%, maybe you work for 90%. But if you get these resources and you close 3, 5, 10 more sales a year, your take home is going to be so much higher. And you need to think that way. This is business and strategy. And just remember, you get what you pay for. So once you've done your training, you do your admin work. And again, we talked about that. That's your social media. That's your emails. That's your following with clients, you know, and other people and whatever. Keep that within an hour. And then the rest of your day is just either going to an appointment. Maybe it's a closing. I didn't mention that before, but a closing could be mixed in there. Or if you don't have an appointment or a closing, get back on the phone and prospect. Okay, well, who am I going to prospect to? What am I going to do? Well, one of the things that you can do to get yourself more prospects to talk to, and if you have not watched my video series 17 Places to Find Prospects, I highly encourage that you would do that. And the reason I highly encourage that is you'll never run out of names or people to call. Well, this is kind of a microcosm of that. It's kind of an offshoot of that, but this is going to give you some themes. So that each day is themed. What this is going to do is it's going to create variety. So, you know, variety is the spice of life, give you something a little bit different to think about every day, and also make sure that you have diversity in who you're going after. I see too many realtors that come into my training and they find something that they embrace and that's it. And that's what they do. And they become like a one horse realtor. So back in the, 8-10 years ago, I had several realtors that once I taught expired listings, they became masters at expired listings. And they did well. They made a lot of money, got a lot of listings. Problem is that, you know, when 2020 came, 2019, 2021, all that, you know, in this time, where are those realtors when there was no expired listings? There weren't 50, 100 expired listings coming on the market every day. There's maybe one or two, because the inventory had switched and every house that went on the market ended up selling. So with that being the case, their one horse show ran out of horses. I have an agent that's very successful and really basically only does for sale by owners. And they're always gonna be there and they're always all over the place. So that's a little bit less of a risk with markets going up and down. But still, you wanna diversify. And either of those people, the people that any person, I should say, that only focuses on one or two things, they're limiting themselves and they're limiting their business. So let's talk about how do we change that. First of all, you do all of these things every day, like I talked about with prospecting. You call your expireds first. You call for sale by owners. You call your sphere of influence. And then you call groups of other things. But let's throw some things in there of what you can do on a day. So on Mondays, what I call Mondays is FISBO Monday. Why on Mondays? Well, FISBOs are usually most dejected after having a weekend where nobody came or called to see their house. So, you know, if you can't kick your friends when they're down, can you kick them? You know, funny, right? No, it's the same thing with a FISBO. You're kind of kicking them when they're down. Of course, you call them, you're upbeat, you're excited. You tell them how many houses that were in the MLS, that were all listed by realtors, how many went under contract. You know, we had 35 houses in your town go under contract this weekend. Sounds like a ridiculous number, but when you say the word we, you're talking about all realtors, because it doesn't matter what other companies the other realtors worked for that put them under contract. The difference is we versus them, because them it meaning for sale by owner. We, realtors, put 25 houses, 35 houses, whatever that number is, look at the MLS, under contract in your town this weekend. I would have figured you would have sold. It's a roundabout way of kind of taking a smack in their face and saying, you need me. So Mondays, I want you to focus on getting in touch with FSBOs. Make that an extra side project that you add to every Monday. Tuesdays, I'd like you to do the same thing, but this time with either or both absentee owners and orphans. What's an absentee owner? That's someone that maybe owns a vacation home, something they put on VRBO, or maybe it's an Airbnb. It's the person that doesn't live in that house. It's a rental property. Just call these people. Ask them how things are going. What you might find is that they either want to buy another property, or maybe they've had it with the property they have and they think it's time to list. The market has gone up considerably. Hey, you bought that house for $300,000. It's worth $500,000 now. You know, how about I do a free market evaluation, show you where you are and you know, so you know what your investment is worth. And then they think to themselves, wow, that thing's worth $500 now. I'm $200,000 ahead, plus I had $100,000 in equity. That's $300,000. Maybe they want to do something else with that money, and now you've got a listing. Orphans, the other one. What is an orphan? An orphan is someone that bought or sold a property using your brokerage. That realtor that they bought or sold with is no longer there. What you're doing is calling and adopting them. Hey, I'm sorry that nobody's been in touch, but your realtor's out of the business, retired, whatever it is. I'm going to be your realtor. Well, I really don't need a realtor. I'm not looking to buy or sell. No, just to keep you in touch on what's going on. And then, of course, you explain the importance of why they need a market evaluation every 2 years. Have you had a market evaluation? No. Good. Let me come. I'll get to meet you face to face. It's no obligation, doesn't cost you anything. Let's find out exactly what your property's worth so you can know what your biggest or one of your biggest investments are worth. Build a relationship. They may not be looking to buy or sell now, but they may know someone else who is. You get them on all your mailings. You get them on your quarterly phone calls. It's building your sphere of influence. So that's Tuesdays. Wednesdays, what I want you to focus on is community outreach. Whether it's walking in neighborhood with door hangers, getting to know the neighbors that way, having them see you walk the neighborhood, or going and getting involved in a local downtown and meeting different business people, asking if you can put a business card in there, ask if you can do a fair trade. Hey, I'll recommend people to your dry cleaning business. If you hear somebody's looking to buy or sell, you recommend them to me or your pizzeria or whatever it is. Building strategic relationships with other businesses in town, building closer relationships in the areas maybe that you're farming or the areas that you want to become a household name. Get out of the office, get in front of people face to face. So you don't have an appointment on a Wednesday afternoon, you did your morning prospecting, your afternoon prospecting, do it by walking up and down the street. It'll refresh you because it's a totally different thing than having to pick up your phone. Again, it's going to give your brain just some variety, and it's going to help you build your sphere of influence, build a network, and especially a network of businesses. If they'll refer somebody to you, if you refer somebody to them, it will work out perfectly. So add that to your Wednesdays. Thursdays, just listed, just sold calls. You need to grab a little bit extra, you need to whatever, just go in the MLS. Hey, this house just listed. I'm going to call every person in the neighborhood, ask them if they knew about that house listing, ask them if they know anybody that they'd like to have as a neighbor that they could refer to you as a buyer, and of course, most importantly, tell them that, you know, we expect this house to go fast. There's a lot of interest in your neighborhood. Do you know of anybody that may be interested in selling? Or maybe you're interested in selling. Offer them a free market evaluation, get in the door. You will be surprised if you do these consistently. And I know a guy that used to set up a call center with his agents. He ran a team and he set up a call center. He had people that all they did all day was do these call arounds. And they were setting up several appointments a week, guys. This works. So do the just listed, just sold calls on Thursdays in addition to your regular prospecting. And then Fridays. Fridays I call Followers Fridays. What is Followers Fridays? That is your social media. How do I get more people to follow my page? Sometimes I do follower for follower Friday where I trade off. Hey, you own a business, I own a business. You like me, I'll like you. I do that with friends. I do that with all kinds of different things. Getting more people on your social media and getting your content management plan in place. What is it that you're posting? Are you posting community things and all that? Yes, good. Are you posting your real estate stuff? So that's mixing in. Good. Putting that plan together. And that's something you could do, again, with Followers Friday. So here's your plan for the week, guys. Let's just, you know, I want you to have your perfect day set up where you're doing those exact things every day. Your script mastery, then you're prospecting for 3 hours. Your training, your admin work, your appointments are more prospecting. And then using your daily themes. Monday, FISBOs. Tuesdays, you're doing absentee owners and orphans. Wednesday, community outreach. Thursday, just listed, just sold. And Friday, of course, is Followers Friday. If you follow this path and do this day in and day out, and then each week, add those different themes into each day, you will be successful. You will be a top 10 realtor. So let's get out there and do it. Again, love your feedback to hear how you're doing. Also, if there's subjects on here that you may want to hear about or learn about, feel free to message me on that. Again, I am at America's Gurus. That's Gurus, G-U-R-U-S, with an S on the end, at America's Gurus. And I will see you next week on the Gurus Real Estate Coaching Radio Show.